Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Sunday pressed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to take action against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence in remarks she made in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this weekend.
Well, we've got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Hours after Maxine Waters' comments, two National Guardsmen were injured when a drive-by gunman fired at Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Waters of California from Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Sunday predicted that a warning will be applied to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after health officials recommend pausing usage last week rather than it being canceled. Republican Florida Governor DeSantis said during a news conference in Lakeland, Florida last week, how they handled the J&J, I think, was a huge mistake, end quote. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some critics are calling the idea of stacking the court a slippery slope that would hurt the nation as a whole. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A group of House Democrats introduced legislation last week proposing an expansion of the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also said that she has no intention of bringing the bill to the House floor. Some Republicans have criticized the move, accusing Democrats of politicizing the court. Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson tells Fox News that the bill would permanently destroy the independent judiciary.
We need an independent judiciary. The Founding Fathers said and set it up that way. They said why it was so important. You can't have politics governing this. Imagine the chaos that would ensue if these profound constitutional questions are changed with every election cycle. That's what would happen. Each successive president would then add justices according to their own party, and it would go on ad infinitum. We cannot do this.
India's capital region of Delhi ordered a 6-day lockdown on Monday as daily COVID-19 cases nationwide hit a new record high. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson canceled a planned trip to India next week due to the news. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Since the president announced the September withdrawal of troops in Afghanistan, there's been a debate whether this is a smart move or not. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Last week, President Biden announced that all U.S. troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September, ending the longest war in the nation's history. But that decision has been criticized, with some saying that the terrorist threat from that country could reform once troops leave. Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the president's decision on Sunday, telling ABC's This Week that the U.S. accomplished the goals it had when it initially entered Afghanistan.
We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, and we went because we were attacked on 9/11. And we went to take on those who had attacked us on 9/11 and to make sure that Afghanistan would not again become a haven for terrorism directed at the United States or any of our allies and partners. And we achieved the objectives that we set out to achieve. Al-Qaeda has been significantly degraded. Its capacity to conduct an attack against the United States now from Afghanistan is not there. And, of course, Osama bin Laden was brought to justice 10 years ago. So the president felt that as we're looking at the world now, we have to look at it through the prism of 2021, not 2001.
The leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed by special forces in Pakistan 10 years ago under President Obama. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University using the Hubble Space Telescope have spotted a rare double quasar in the distant universe, implying a catastrophic galactic collision 10 billion years ago. Quasars are powered by supermassive black holes at the center of galaxies. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. For decades now, we have deviated from foundational principles that even our founding fathers had made sure were interwoven in two very powerful documents, whether it was our Declaration of Independence or our Constitution. I mean, the hand of God is throughout. The hand of God has been throughout the history of this great country of ours. And slowly but surely, postmodernists have taken over, and they've taken us down a road heretofore that's been less traveled. And look what's happening. Look what's happening at our border. The crisis that's going there. Addiction. Marriages. A pandemic. National security. Go right on down the list. I mean, these are all foreboding signs that we have to own. If not, and if we want to walk it away, then we are going to miss out on, you know, some clear decisions that must be made, not only for ourselves, for our family, for the next generation coming up. Dr. Alex McFarland joins us now. And we certainly are at the crossroads of faith and culture. The author, educator, and broadcaster is here to talk about these cultural implications and consequences of this postmodern culture that keeps attacking God, His people, and His commandments. Alex, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, Bill, it's always a blessing to be with you. I have such a great respect for the way that you think and the way you communicate, so... whenever I get the call from the Bill Martinez Show, I consider that a great privilege.
Well, it's always an honor to have you here because I appreciate your perspective on this because common sense reigns here, Alex. I mean, you know, the current culture wants to cancel things. They say critical thinking is out the door. Just do as we say and everything will be fine. Well, that's never happened. Where if we just do what people say, that everything is fine. I mean, history is replete with all kinds of issues when we have surrendered our liberties. And this is what, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's in conversation, whether it's in our culture, we cannot surrender our liberties. We do so at a grave cost, don't we?
We do. We really do. And when we surrender our liberties, I think a lot of us that have followed the trajectory of politics and our nation's history, I think we know that, like John Adams said, liberty once lost is lost forever. But, Bill, let me say something else that's also dangerous, not only surrendering our liberties, but to be ignorant of what came about to give us these liberties. And one of the things, I know you and I have talked about this on and off record, but one of the core, just very essential circumstances that gave us this America was that the founding fathers believed in morals. Now, you can call it morality, you can call it absolute truth. What Washington and Jefferson and the founders talked about was natural law. And it's funny, over the weekend, I interviewed a couple of college students, one who was a recent graduate from law school in North Carolina, and one that was doing a master's in psychology. And Bill, you know, with transgenderism and just the current, you know, enforcement of moral relativism, you know, the idea that there are no moral boundaries. This is, you know, all but, you know, it's not only tacitly sanctioned by the government, it's increasingly enforced. This moral relativism and this, you know, enforced secularism jeopardizes our Constitution. But, you know, I want to give you a chance to speak here, but then I want to tell you what a couple of different district attorneys have said to me when I ask about the status of belief in natural law in America's law schools. But
what did these two students have to say, Alex? What did they have to say?
Well, you know, I travel and speak a lot. In fact, I'm on the road speaking all this week. And prior to COVID, Bill, I mean, I would average 100 to 125 cities a year, and I did for 20 years. And so, you know, I talked to a lot of people, and I've asked a number of DAs around the country in law school nowadays, what do they teach about natural law? Because when Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights," what the founders meant when Washington would say the laws of nature and nature's God, or Jefferson would, you know, say self-evident truth, they were talking about there were some moral boundaries that a civilized society must operate within, and everybody knows it. We're all accountable to it. It's written on the heart. I mean, you can get it from Exodus 20, or you can speak from what your conscience tells you. But we know murder is wrong. Lying is wrong. We know that procreation requires a male and a female. It's just natural law.
Right.
So to your question, when I've interviewed attorneys and district attorneys, and I've asked people that are recent graduates of American law schools all over the country, most will say there is no teaching whatsoever on natural law. Some will say it's treated as an historical curiosity, that there was a day when leaders and barristers believed there was a moral code that came from God. But more and more, listen to this, Bill, I've had, when I say recent, people that have graduated from law school and passed the state bar, say within the last 3 to 10 years, most say that it's mocked in the classroom, that law is, on a personal level, law is relative. We make our own rules. And on a national level, law is progressive. Today's court decision is informed by the most recent legal precedent that came before it. Now, the only problem with this is, well, there are two problems. For one, it's not reality. And the other thing is, progressive case law is essentially how the Nazis defended Auschwitz and their genocide against the Jews. If we don't have an objective moral standard that we follow, it's not dreamed up by our preferences, it's revealed by God and known to all. If we don't have an America based on natural law from God, which is what everybody from John Adams to JFK believed, we're just going to have might makes right. We will be ruled by the tyrant with the strongest sledgehammer and the loudest megaphone. And that's where we're headed.
We're so close, aren't we?
We are. That's why I'm calling all of you listeners to pray.
Yeah. You listen to the words of Auntie Maxine Waters and some of the stuff that's being spewed out by these radical progressive politicians. It is beyond dangerous, Alex McFarland, I got to tell you. And we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got more from Dr. Alex McFarland.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you here, and also great to have Dr. Alex McFarland with us. You know, Alex, God has, however way you want to calculate this, you know, God is the maker of heaven and earth.
there are rules and laws that are inherent in the proper function of said entity, including every aspect of his creation, including the dirt, the rocks, the animals, everything. You go on down. I use a simple analogy like the law of nature. People want to defy God, defy the law of nature, and say, okay, well, you know, if we're going to defy God, let's just go ahead and defy the law of nature. God won't be mocked because he said, go ahead, you know, I can handle it, and jump off the roof and find out if the law of gravity is still in play. And that's a hard lesson to learn. And in other cases, almost that simple, you know, man, according to their own eyes, wants to see the world differently and take what God has established, long established, and we can look at patterns, we can look over history and see that God has been 1,000% right. It is man that has been dysfunctional and fallen, and we've been wrong time and again. But right now, we've entered into this era that is very dangerous. And as you said earlier, which is amazing to me, that people that are supposedly so highly educated can think they can mock God. That's a dangerous, dangerous mind position and trajectory of your own human condition that you can ever be in, that you would mock God.
Bill, that's so eloquently said. I commend you. You're right. You know, periodically when I'm on university campuses and debate atheists, one of the big objections of skeptics is they'll say, well, you know, if God is real and if God loves us, why is there pain in the world? But, you know, in reality, C.S. Lewis, quoting Galatians, said that, you know, pain and suffering and moral truth is a tutor or a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. Mm-hmm. So like let's say a child, you know, puts a bath towel around his neck and he jumps off the porch, but gravity gently shows him that he's not Superman. Mm-hmm. You know, the law of gravity shows him that if you jump off of a high object, you'll hit the ground. And maybe you gradually, if you're wise, you learn and you think, well, gee, I'll be more careful and I won't think that I can fly. And mm-hmm. just like the child who learns that he can't fly, the adult is wise if they realize they can't flaunt the laws of God and not pay some sort of a price. The Bible says the wicked will be turned to hell and all the nations that forget God. And it really means the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk about the laws of nature, that's physics and the natural world. When we talk about natural law, that's morality and our soul. And I know... And I would just implore everybody to hang with me for a minute. Put on your thinking cap. Natural law are the moral foundations on which this nation were built. The laws of nature, that's, you know, water freezes and boils at sea level at a different temperature and different barometric pressure than it does on top of Pikes Peak. I mean, the laws of nature refers to physics. Natural law refers to morality. Now, here's my point. I was talking to a pastor. Listen to this, Bill, because this is why we need a move of God's Holy Spirit. I was talking to the pastor of one of the top three largest, predominantly African-American churches in America. And this is a church that's theologically conservative, but politically very liberal. This pastor was asking me why I was not on board with Black Lives Matter. And I said, well, I believe that all lives matter. All humans, regardless of their ethnicity, all humans are made in the image of God. All human beings, like Dr. King would say, all humans have worth, value, dignity by virtue of being a human being. And I said, Black Lives Matter is Marxist in its philosophy. Their website, before they scrubbed it and sanitized it, their website called for the abolition of the nuclear family. And I said, while I absolutely believe that every African-American life is precious, I believe everybody should have equal protection before the law, but I cannot, because of the Marxist, anti-American, anti-God philosophies of Black Lives Matter, and we talked about this. So I begin to explain natural law. Now, just listen to this. I said, I said, believe it or not, what you want as an African-American leader, you're a Christian, Black Lives Matter is really not what you want. Mm-hmm. I said, the thing that would give you freedom, stability, safety, prosperity is what the founders envisioned, a country based on natural law that all lives matter, all are given by their creator, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Anyway, I'm explaining what the philosophy of the founders was.
Mm-hmm.
And this pastor said, and I quote, that's crazy as hell.
Ouch. Wow.
This is a pastor. And my point in sharing this is, and I said, so what will give you what you want? Freedom, prosperity, stability. Say, he said, revolution. And so one of the reasons I would implore that your listeners pray and that the Spirit of God would unify all Christians, Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, Pentecostal, Reformed. Listen, if you believe in Christianity, regardless of the flavor, we need each other and we
exactly.
need to pray. But even those that maybe you're not Christian or not religious, but you do believe in America, then I would urge you to be informed and to care for this country because this, and I've spoken with hundreds of leaders, I know you have as well, you have to understand there is a growing body that they are oblivious to what a blessed accident this country was, how rare that we were based on belief in morals and God, and all humans have worth and value because we're made in God's image. Mm-hmm. And rather than rediscover and reaffirm the principles of our founders, a growing body of people simply believe their only recourse is anarchy.
Yeah.
And I guess I would say, Bill, may God deliver us from that.
Exactly. Well, first of all, I can understand how some people might say the American idea was an accident, but you and I know God to be very exacting and precise. America Amen. Came on the scene just when God wanted America to come on the scene for a specific purpose. And has that purpose been fulfilled? Only He knows. We look at it and we say, okay, we can see some possibilities. But we want to stay in God's will. That's the prayer. The other thing is that when somebody starts to make the announcement, this is the problem I had, and I addressed with my senior pastor the same thing. Because on the surface, it sounds good. Black Lives Matter. Hold on, okay? And sounds good. But then as soon as you say Black Lives Matter, then all of a sudden you've bifurcated our humanity. Because you can't even say, and even so much, people say, well, all lives matter. Well, people have gotten their lights punched out. Some people have been killed because they said all lives matter. This is what this does. It doesn't unify us. This is very manipulative on its face. And as you say, when you look into the history of BLM and you start to see, unlike Martin Luther King Jr., who saw the opportunity for reform, they see it as an opportunity for a revolution and just total destruction. How does that move? And even then, Alex, when you talk to them and you say, okay, what's the end game here? There's no vision. There's no understanding of end game other than the absolute destruction of America, as you and I know that. Well, happy trails to you and good luck trying to make that happen, because we are here standing on what God has purposed, what He has envisioned, and that's what we need to continue to pray for and hold on to, because God always gets the final word, doesn't He, Alex?
God always gets the final word. You know, the pastor that...
10 seconds left. Go ahead. Good.
I asked this pastor, I said, if Black Lives Matter, do unborn Black Lives Matter?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, and I quote, I'm not going to take that bait.
Aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely, The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Sunday pressed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to take action against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence in remarks she made in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this weekend.
Well, we've got to stay on the street. And we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Hours after Maxine Waters' comments, two National Guardsmen were injured when a drive-by gunman fired at Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Waters of California from Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Sunday predicted that a warning will be applied to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after health officials recommend pausing usage last week rather than it being canceled. Republican Florida Governor DeSantis said during a news conference in Lakeland, Florida last week, how they handled the J&J, I think, was a huge mistake. End quote. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Throughout history, inspiring leaders have stepped out in faith, steering many to renewed strength and purpose before becoming an independent writer. Our next guest, Dean Merrill, was the editor for Campus Life, David C. Cook, and Focus on the Family, just to name a few. In his new book, 50 Pentecostal and Charismatic Leaders Every Christian Should Know, he shares the bold and often surprising stories of notable Pentecostal, charismatic, and spirit-empowered leaders. Dean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Hey, what a blessing this book was. I remember when the publisher sent this to me, it just, boy, it was just one of those oh yes moments, because you know, to have a go-to book that you can be inspired by of other, you know, Christian explorers before us and thought leaders have come before. This is invaluable and a great gift, I believe, to people of faith that you've given us. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. The sections are not long. There may be 3-4 pages apiece on each of these 50 people. Mm. And you'll hear the voices, you'll hear direct quotes from them. And some names you'll say, oh yeah, I remember that name, and then others just say, well, who's that?
Right, exactly.
Well, that's okay. That's mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. Names that are worth remembering.
Well, and the other thing, like you say, they are very short, you know, compared to the depths of their lives. But what this caused me to do, as I was reading, I just you can't help but do a deeper dive. With these people, right? And I guess that's what you wanted to do, because there's no way. I mean, you pick 50 Pentecostal and charismatic leaders. You could do one and just do the whole book just on one, much less 50.
Yeah, you could do a whole biography of a lot of these people. And in some cases, there have been biographies that have been published.
Catherine Kuhlman, for example, mm-hmm. David Wilkerson, and so forth. But a lot of them, we'll never get around to that. But let's not forget who they. You know that there's a. If you drive up to Quebec and you look at the license plate, there's a motto on the bottom of the license plate in French that says "Je me souviens," which means "I remember." I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm doing in this book. I'm remembering right. some people that we ought not to forget. They have things right. to teach us.
Well, even the Bible reminds us to remember quite often.
Yes, it does.
You know, something like over 200 times that it reminds us to remember, and maybe because we're so easy to forget, right?
Yeah. I did a little count, by the way. Speaking of the Bible. How much of the Bible are people stories?
Mm.
Not doctrine, not teaching, which is all good, of course. But
right.
My tally came up to 41% of all the pages in the Bible are stories of individual people. And apparently God did that for a purpose. You know, he wanted us to learn something from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and plus, because he knew we could relate to it, right? I mean, that we could relate to an every man... you know, whether it's Moses or, Thomas or, Peter, just go down the list, St. Paul. These are everyday people that sometimes in our minds we might try to, raise to some super sainthood level. But God tells us the story in his word that brings it all down, to the terrestrial where we can say, I can relate to that, right?
And it's the same thing with these people. I mean, yes, there are some very outstanding, educated people, people with advanced degrees and everything. On the other hand, you've got a British evangelist named Smith Wigglesworth, who never even got an education. He was illiterate. He was literally illiterate until his wife taught him how to read. But God used him in a mighty sort of way. Funny story. A friend teased him one time after he'd gotten a letter from Smith Wigglesworth, and he said, "Did you realize you spelled the Holy Spirit seven different ways in your letter?" And Wigglesworth said, "Well, did you understand what I was saying?" "Yeah." "Well, then, thank God. That's fine."
That's my point.
He refused to be intimidated by
it. Well, good for him.
Yeah,
well, and that says something for a man of God who has confidence. That he is God's man for the season, right? That regardless
right.
of how he in a seeming very rich, educated environment where everybody is degreed up and they've all the way up to their doctorates and everything, this is a simple man with a simple message.
Yeah. A woman came to him one time after a meeting and she said, "I'm really concerned about my son. His marriage is just falling apart. In fact, he's already left his wife. He's back home living with me. Mm. I'm just so worried about him." And Wigglesworth said, "Give me your handkerchief." She said, "Okay." Handed him his handkerchief. He put both hands on the handkerchief and said, "Lord, smite this young man with conviction." Handed it back to her and said, "Take it home and put it under his pillow and see what happens."
Wow.
So she goes home. She puts the handkerchief under the pillow. She goes on to bed, goes to sleep. The son comes in late at night, gets ready for bed. The minute he lies down in bed, this terrible feeling just sweeps over him. Like, oh, no, what? This, he's so uneasy. And he gets out of bed, gets down on his knees, confesses his sin to God, wakes up his mother and says, "Mom, I, it's going to be all right. I'm going back home where I belong."
Mm.
Those kinds of stories happen all the time through these people.
Yeah, exactly. And here, again, believing that God is the catalyst to change things, that he's a
yeah.
redeeming God, right?
Very much so. Very much
yeah.
so.
Mm. Well, tell us some more stories. We're not obviously going to get to all 50 here, but I've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. Let's take a look at Catherine Kuhlman.
Catherine Kuhlman, very, very dramatic way of speaking. Well, she's a woman holding live meetings, and people said, oh, my goodness, you know, this woman is just too much. Some people did. I remember I was in a Catherine Kuhlman meeting in Chicago, I remember, years ago, and I sat there at first and thought, this is just over the top. Mm-hmm. And then she gets through speaking, and she starts identifying needs in the audience and said, over here on the right, there's somebody with, calls out the disease and another one and another one. And people are getting healed on the spot. This is in McCormick Place, downtown on the waterfront in Chicago.
Right.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, my goodness. Forgive me, Lord, for being critical of her style. I mean, you can criticize her style like crazy.
Right.
But she was a channel through whom God used. And what I love about her is that people would always ask her, well, Catherine, how come everybody isn't healed in your meeting? And she would say, you know, when I get to heaven, that's the very first question I'm going to ask. I have no idea, and I don't think anybody else has an idea at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to simply ask in faith and see what God will do.
Exactly. Well, even Jesus ran into that issue as well. But he had a simple answer for it. He said because of the lack of belief. There was lack of belief, and the other thing was their attitude toward him as a prophet in his own country, right?
True. Yeah.
So those were barriers. You had people that no matter what, maybe they were insulted, like you say, quite vulnerably, because we all can be insulted and bothered by somebody's style, and it's not the way we would do it, but it's the way God would do it through them. And it's amazing when you see these things and you're quite humbled. It reminds me one time, to be honest with you, Dean, I'm at a church service, and I was told there was going to be like 36 testimonials of how people came to Jesus. And in my heart, I go, oh God, do I have to suffer through this? And I was equally embarrassed when I found out what it was cardboard testimony. And these people came up, they didn't say a word, they just had a piece of cardboard, and on it they had one side was the sin that they were involved with before and what happened afterwards.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, this brand new book, 50 Pentecostal and Charismatic Leaders Every Christian Should Know, Dean Merrill continues with us. And what a blessing it is. We've spoken of two of the entries. Smith Wigglesworth was one of them, and of course, Catherine Coleman, the other. Let's see here. Boy, Amy Simple McPherson. Wow, what a story. Tell us about Amy.
1920s, 30s. She began to speak in small places and eventually went on to found what is known today as the Four Square Church. People might know the name, the Four Square Denomination. Mm-hmm. She's in the early 1920s, she raised enough money to build what was then the largest church building in America, Angelus Temple in Los Angeles, seated 5,300. Huge crowds lining up outside to hear her speak. Mm-hmm. People would come, all kinds of responses, the elite of Hollywood. They wanted to see what she was doing. Here's something you probably don't know. One of the hundreds who responded to her call for salvation was a young boy, probably a teenage boy from nearby in Orange County, by the name of Richard Nixon.
Oh,
if you can believe that.
Yes.
And,
wow.
Yeah. And so, again, she had, you know, great impact. I can give you one from the current. I mean, 10 or 11 of these 50 are people who are still alive today.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a minute, let me tell you the story.
We got 9 minutes here, so we can have fun. Let's go.
Jim Cimbala, pastor of the Brooklyn Tabernacle in New York City. Great church, very multicultural kind of church. They have always had from the beginning a prayer meeting on Tuesday night, and I've been there. I mean, I'm telling you, it is a prayer meeting. It's not the Great Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir does not necessarily sing. It's waiting on the Lord. Well, one Tuesday night, he got word that two women in the church were bringing a teenage girl who was hooked on drugs and was just really in bondage and needed prayer. Well, that happens frequently in an urban setting like that. So about 30 minutes in, Pastor Cimbala says, we've been asked to pray for a teenage girl who's here who needs freedom from drugs. Go ahead and bring her forward. And these two women bring her down. This was a little 5'3" girl. He calls up a couple of other pastors to come help him pray. And the minute somebody says, oh, Jesus, be with us, the minute the word Jesus is said, this girl just goes off, erupts, lunges at him, throws him, I mean, body slams him back against, he's on the ground floor, and there's a stage behind him, against the stage, rips the collar off his shirt. I mean, it is demonic what's going on.
Like, yes.
Oh, my goodness. And everybody's like, yikes, yo. And immediately, you know, we're dealing with the power of the devil here.
Yes.
And they take authority over that and call for freedom, call for deliverance. And within a few minutes, the girl relaxes. Everybody starts to sing, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. And she is singing along with them with her hands up, their tears down her face, ruining her mascara, and is set free in that moment. Well, that's... Yeah. You didn't expect that to happen when you came to church, but there's somebody
right.
who needed a touch of God. Mm-hmm. And on an ordinary Tuesday night, that's the yeah. kind of thing that we're talking about in many of these people's lives.
See, and I think those are the things that certainly are underreported, or, you know, again, for our lack of faith, how we go into this. Speaking of Catherine Coleman, a dear friend of mine was an usher for her for many years. And she was always... you know, encouraging people to look for what God was going to do, to have a, you know, what she would call a happening, and that a Holy Spirit happening. We wanted to, you know, she just was there saying, okay, God, I'm doing my part. Now you have to do your part, you know, so to speak. And
yes.
that she saw herself as a partner with the Holy Spirit. Now, when we talk about Pentecostal and charismatic leaders and we talk about the Holy Spirit, probably the least understood element of the triune God. And because of that, he remains a mystery in such a way that I think is to our own detriment, is it not?
It is. The Holy Spirit is, well, what Jesus said when he talked to Nicodemus, he said, you know how the wind blows where it will. You don't know where it's coming from, where it's going. So is everyone born of the Spirit. And in fact, in the Greek language, the word pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A, can be translated wind or breath or spirit. It's all the same word. It's where we get, you know, in English we say pneumonia. Well, your wind isn't moving very good. That's the Spirit. The Spirit is the wind, and he just blows, and we can't program it. We can't tell him, well, you need to do this or you need to do that. He is the wind, and the divine wind, and he will do what he wishes. And it's our job to just go with the wind.
And for these 50 that have chosen to go with the Spirit of God, the impact that they've had on the lives of people, like I say, much like the blind man, I mean, traumatic turnarounds, just like you said with Jim Cymbala and this young girl whose life was, controlled by substance and abuse.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she went into church one way and came out differently, which is what God wants for his people, is the church isn't just there for a building or anything, as much as it is that it's supposed to be a difference in the hearts and minds of men and women, is it not?
Absolutely. You talked about Amy Semple McPherson. I do a soundbite from one of her sermons where she says, you take the finest chandelier in the nation, the most beautiful chandelier hanging in the White House. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. But it doesn't do any good if it's not hooked up to the power source.
Amen.
And when it's hooked up to the power source, then it gives light to the entire room. Otherwise, it's just a dead piece there. And so in the same way, when we allow the Spirit to energize us, to flow through us, to turn on the light, to turn on the power, to turn on the life, it makes all the difference in the world.
Let's talk about two people in Southern California. I'm very aware of and familiar with and have sat in their church for services, Jack Hayford and John Wimber. First, Jack Hayford.
Humble man.
Yes.
You know, how is it that this man who was the opposite of a Hollywood star had Hollywood people sitting in his church all the time? And when he went to that church in Van Nuys, California, I mean, it was a struggling church of like 40 people, and he didn't even think he should stay. And felt like the Spirit said to him, I want you to stay here. I want you to see what happened. Well, it turned into Church on the Way, which is an amazing, amazing church. Jack Hayford is still living, by the way. His wife passed away a couple of years ago. He's pretty much retired at this point. But had such a way of explaining things and keeping credibility. That's why Christianity Today magazine put him on the cover one time as, they called him the Pentecostal gold standard. Tremendous. John Wimber down in Orange County was not a believer until he became an adult and started working in churches. And then he said he was preaching through the Gospel of Luke, And he kept running into so many healing stories. I mean, there's like 20 of them in the Gospel of Luke. And he finally said, you know, I need to start praying for the sick. And nothing happened. He said, after every service, I'd offer to pray for the sick, and there would be no results. It took 9 or 10 months before the stories in the book of suddenly a healing that took place. So, his story is... and out of that, of course, grew the churches we know as the Vineyard churches today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So he's got so much to teach us in his humble attitude.
Well, and all these leaders have so much because their testimony, when you read their stories, they're an incredible testimony. Jesse Miranda, up from the barrio.
Mm-hmm.
You've got about a minute and a half left. I'll let you finish up with him.
Grew up in Albuquerque, poor kid in the ghetto, and somehow got to California and started going to college. And he ends up being consulted on Hispanic relations by three different presidents, Bush 41, Clinton, Bush 43, asking him. And he's an example. You know, if anybody thinks, you know, this spirit thing or Pentecostal thing is just Anglos, no. You've got a Jesse Miranda. You've got another one here, Francisco Olazabal, that comes earlier in the book, that lead in a beautiful, respectful, credible sort of way. It's just exciting to see what God has done through people like that.
There's so many stories, 50, as a matter of fact. I got to imagine it had been tough even to get it down to 50. There were probably more, which could be a volume 2, Dean Merrill, I'm sure, down the road. For this rendition, it's 50 Pentecostal and Charismatic Leaders Every Christian Should Know. Dean Merrill has been with us. Dean, this book will be linked on our website and, of course, available at all the usual places, right?
Yes, yeah, it's... you know, ask your local Christian bookstore, or you can buy online or whatever. It's easy to find.
Without a doubt. Well, Dean Merrill, again, you're such a blessing, and thank you for blessing us with this book. This is a really special testament to some, great leaders. Thank you for being with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.